Prologue. Angel Creek, Montana, Christmas Eve, 1914. At the well-lived age of 76, Sarah Cassidy rested in her favorite rocking chair in the front parlor that had once been her home. Now it belonged to her daughter, Rebecca, and her family. She was happy to occupy the small bedroom off the kitchen. It was a wonderful place to live out one's life. Logs in the fireplace blazed hot, but her bones were old. The knitted cover across her lap kept her frail body warm and cozy. Her longtime friend, Ruby Collins, shuffled into the room from the kitchen and took a seat on the settee. Children of every age sat around the beautiful Christmas tree, standing proudly in the big bay window. The children were anxious for the adults to join them. Several of the younger boys wrestled with each other, unable to contain their excitement. That was the way with boys and men. They always found a way to test a woman's patience. Thoughts of her beloved husband, Quinn, settled soft and sweet amidst the children's chatter. Sometimes, when she closed her eyes, she could almost... Mother? Sarah opened her eyes to her daughter's concerned look. I'm all right, Becca. I'm only resting my eyes for a moment or two. Her daughter nodded in understanding and planted a tender kiss on her wrinkled cheek. Becca tugged the blanket higher and tucked the corners tight around Sarah's legs. Mother, the children are settled. They want their Christmas story, and it's your turn. Sarah's gaze fell on every face present. There was so much to be thankful for. Her longtime friends, Julia, Anna, Charity, and Ruby, were all present, along with their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. The parlor teemed with loved ones. Someone asked her once if she could have predicted that 5 naive young women from Charleston would be so blessed by replying to an advertisement for mail-order brides. The answer was always no. She could never have guessed how this great adventure would turn out if she hadn't lived this wonderful life herself.
Grandma Sarah, tell us how you came to Angel Creek, begged one of her younger great-grandchildren.
Sarah thought the girl's name was Lucy, but she couldn't be certain. There were so many children, and her mind wasn't as sharp as it once was. But no matter, she loved them all. Sarah smiled at the little girl who had spoken and pulled her into a hug.
Darling, you have heard me tell this story time and time again. Aren't you tired of hearing it?
No. And besides, you and Grandma Charity and Grandma Julia and Grandma Ruby and Grandma Anna always tell your Christmas stories on Christmas Eve.
I want to hear it again, Lucy begged.
Yeah, we want to hear them again,
Charity's great-granddaughter, Sarah, chimed in, her little feet dancing with eagerness. Sarah smiled at the child's excitement, honored that one of Charity's great-granddaughters was named after her. Little Sarah slipped her hand into Charity's and sat next to her rocker in the corner by the fire. Sarah observed her friend's eye tear with emotion. She turned to Sarah and smiled encouragement to her.
Go on, Sarah. Tell your story to the grandchildren. Tell them why you came to town all those years ago.
Julia grinned and nodded her gray head in encouragement.
It's a beautiful story worth telling again.
It's full of love and happiness, too, Ruby said, taking her seat to listen.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Anna said.
Sarah cast a fond gaze over her friends and marveled at the fact that she and her friends were still alive and well, still surrounded by the family they loved and still together. It remained both a blessing and a curse. Thoughts of Quinn resurfaced. Maybe this would be the Christmas.
Stop wool gathering, Sarah, and tell your story. The children are getting restless.
Charity's voice pulled her from her musings.
Very well, Sarah began the story by rote.
It was the same story the 5 friends told every year on Christmas Eve, ever since that very first Christmas. Each of them told their own tale of heartbreak, desperation, and courage, followed by many unexpected blessings.
The story begins when myself, my daughter, Becca, and my 4 very best friends in this whole world left our homes in Charleston to start a new life in a little mountain town called Angel Creek. Montana was still a territory then, and we had never seen a wilderness as big as this one. We arrived just in time, too, for there was a most wicked snowstorm on the way, and us Southern girls had never seen anything like it.